Happy New Year! 2021 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated vehicles to choose from. Like a brand new 2021 Kia Sportage for only $21,900. That's $3,365 off MSRP, including customer cash of $2,500 and a dealer discount of $865. Wow! It's amazing! These deals get better and better. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2021 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the new 2021 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Must take delivery by February 1st, 2021. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates, tax, tag, title, and fees. Not included. Example stock number K21468, MSRP 25265. See dealer for details.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, January 28th, 2021. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Former First Lady Melania Trump has created a post-White House office at Mar-a-Lago. Biden sending mixed messages regarding lost Keystone Pipeline jobs. States are loosening virus restrictions. New Orleans is getting creative for Mardi Gras. Former First Lady Melania Trump has created a post-White House office at her husband's Mar-a-Lago resort in West Palm Beach, Florida, retaining three people from her Washington staff to maintain her Be Best children-based initiative, CNN reported, citing unidentified sources. Haley D'Antuono, who served 4 years as the former First Lady's Director of Operations and Trip Supervisor, will serve as Trump's Chief of Staff. East Wing Staff Assistant Mary Casey Finzer will act in an administrative operational role, and White House volunteer Senior Advisor Marcia Kelly will also be part of the team. The report comes 2 days after former President Donald Trump announced he had established the office of the former president at Mar-a-Lago, where the Trumps moved after leaving the White House. The Biden administration appears to be sending a mixed message regarding the shutting down of the Keystone XL pipeline. Gina McCarthy, national climate advisor to the Democrats, said Wednesday the administration was not asking for sacrifice, with an executive order halting construction of the pipeline, according to Fox News. However, the administration's action will cost jobs. The Keystone XL website said the pipeline project would have sustained about 11,000 U.S. jobs, including 8,000 union jobs, and generated $1.6 billion in gross wages in 2021. States are loosening their coronavirus restrictions on restaurants and other businesses because of improved infection and hospitalization numbers, but are moving gradually and cautiously, in part because of the alleged more contagious variant taking hold in the U.S. While the easing could cause case rates to rise, health experts say it can work if done in a measured way and if the public remains vigilant about masks and social distancing. The United States has secured an indictment against three members of the far-right Oath Keepers militia, charging they conspired to storm the U.S. Capitol in a bid to stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's election victory. The indictment alleges Jessica Marie Watkins, 38, Donovan Ray Crowell, 50, and Thomas Caldwell, 65, conspired as far back as November to obstruct Congress, a charge that can carry a maximum prison sentence of 20 years. None of the three have entered pleas in the case yet. Coming up, our saint of the day, a tutor of the king who won the release of hundreds from Moorish captivity. Our quote of the day, anxiety is the greatest evil that can befall a soul, except sin. God commands you to pray, but he forbids you to worry. St. Francis de Sales.
Smell that? Just say the name, steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked.
Mm-mm, good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
St. Peter Nolasco. After taking part in the crusade against the heretic Albigensians of southern France, Peter became a tutor of King James I of Aragon and then settled at Barcelona. There he became friends with St. Raymond of Pennafort, and in 1218, with the support of James I, they laid the foundation for the Mercedarians, devoted to the ransoming of Christian captives. Twice Peter went to Africa to serve as a captive, and it was reported that during one journey to Granada and Valencia, he won the release from Moorish jails of some 400 captive Christians. Retiring in 1249, he was followed as head of the order by William of Bass. He was canonized by Pope Urban VIII in 1628. Mardi Gras is coming to New Orleans, but this year featuring special creativity because of the coronavirus outbreak canceling the usual festivities. Gone are the elaborate parades mobbed by crowds during the carnival season leading to Fat Tuesday. Now in their place, thousands of houses are being decorated as floats. The house float movement started November 17th when the city announced parades were off. Send me your tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere, and up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to the Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.